This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Alabama now has a new law that makes nearly all abortions illegal. Republican Governor Kay Ivey signing it into law late yesterday. And now a bill is progressing in Missouri that would ban abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. Passing this morning in the Republican-led Senate, it still needs a vote in the House before it can be sent to that Republican Governor Mike Parson's desk.
Right now, the federal government is not on the side of working people. And that's because Donald Trump is playing a big con on America.
That's Democratic Mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, the latest to join the already crowded field in the race for the White House, saying this morning that he's proven that he can improve the lives of working Americans.
We're doing things like guaranteed health care for all New Yorkers, paid sick leave, pre-K for all.
He spoke on ABC's Good Morning America, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nathan says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more info.
An afternoon event is scheduled for today at the Rose Garden at the White House, where President Trump will unveil a White House immigration reform proposal. That plan would reportedly move the U.S. from a family-based immigration system to a system based on skills and employment opportunities, and it's expected to call for continued construction of a massive border wall as well. Tennessee death row inmate Donnie Edward Johnson declining the chance for a special last meal before his execution tonight. Instead, he wants that the $20 meal be delivered to a homeless person. Johnson's to be executed by lethal injection for the 1984 murder of his wife in Memphis. Protesters are asking Governor Lee to pray with Johnson tonight. The group marching to the Tennessee Capitol yesterday saying if Governor Lee is going to let Johnson die, the moral thing to do is to pray with him first. Jobless claims were down last week, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump's claims of an increased Iranian threat against U.S. targets now being challenged by America's allies in Europe. A British deputy commander saying no such increased threat's been reported in Iraq or Syria from Iranian-backed forces. Earlier this week, during a meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Germany's foreign minister said increased pressure on Iran would be the wrong course of action. One U.S. city says living in your car is not okay. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Homeless and those people who choose to live in their vehicles will no longer be allowed to park their vehicles on San Diego streets overnight. San Diego City Council member Mark Kersey says the city is going to start designating lots where car dwellers can stay.
Just want to create a balance between the rights of the neighborhoods and the rights of the folks that are sleeping in their cars.
The council heard hours of testimony from people on both sides of the ordinance that places the ban on sleeping in vehicles overnight.
I see this as an issue regarding health and safety because people who live in my neighborhood are defecating and urinating on the street.
And the Rolling Stones are still go for a tour after Mick Jagger's recent heart surgery. The band's No Filter North American tour was postponed last month after Jagger had the surgery to replace a heart valve. Yesterday, the 75-year-old singer posted a video of himself rehearsing some dance moves for the tour. Today, the Stones announced rescheduled tour dates. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, enjoying a part of your day and sharing it with us. And speaking of which, right now we have Sam Nunberg back with us. Always good to be talking with Sam, former campaign advisor to Donald Trump. Sam, how you doing, buddy?
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here. A little bit of background, just to remind everybody. I mean, it's not like this is your first rodeo. You were involved with Mitt Romney's campaign in 08. We saw a lot of craziness happen there. I'm sure you remember very clearly. I mean, as much pressure as there's been on President Trump's tax returns, I remind everybody, Mitt Romney was pretty open. He opened up his tax returns, and the Democrats used it as Oppo research and blistered him over some line items. Harry Reid basically lied about it, and then from the well of the Senate, kind of chuckled and just said, well, he didn't get elected president anyway. I mean, if that wasn't so blatantly political, I don't know what is.
Talking about the 2012 cycle, I was already working for then Mr. Donald J. Trump at that point. Yes, you're exactly right. Look, I think that there were two separate issues. In 2012, Mitt Romney said he was going to release his taxes once they were filed, and he obviously has a very complex set of taxes. He releases it, and he has an effective rate of around 13%, I believe, 16%, something rather small, but in the rate, but obviously it's a large sum that he pays. And you're exactly right. They went through every single thing that he did. You had tax lawyers, Democrats writing pieces about how it's illegal, what he's doing, and he really let it define him. In 2015, when I was working for then candidate Donald J. Trump, I worked remotely until around August of 2015, we had said that what we were going to release was his was evaluation of his business, an evaluation of his wealth. We never said that in the beginning we would release his tax returns, but ultimately he didn't release his tax returns. There are two issues with the current thing. Obviously, I think it would be much easier. We can just get this over with if Donald Trump just releases his taxes. I assume, but don't know, that he probably doesn't report a high income, and that is one of the reasons he doesn't want to show it. But in any event, it doesn't really matter because even no matter what he releases, he'll be attacked. You're very right.
I mean, exactly.
The other issue is, what are we actually going to find? I do not think it's possible. And I do taxes. I do my own taxes. And I don't think it's possible. When you hear people saying, well, we need his taxes to see if he owes any foreign government money, you wouldn't see that in his individual tax returns. So what they really just want to show you is that he doesn't file a high tax rate. He doesn't file a high income, and he uses C-Corps and S-Corps and whatever else real estate people in New York City people around the world, around the country do. And that's what I think it is.
Yeah. Well, Sam, these guys won't even read the Mueller report. Maybe Donald Trump's taxes might be good for them for midnight reading, but as you said, it's going to be staff, it'll be other people that, I would say there's probably very few peers of Donald Trump that operate at the level that he does when you're talking about tax consequences, income, different businesses, different corporate setups, as you mentioned, that would even begin to understand that. I think somebody asked of Congress that how many of them actually file their own taxes or even aware of their tax their tax reporting, and most of them had to admit that they were they had let that that part was handled by somebody else. They're not clearly aware.
Well, that's right. Once again, I think out of all of this, you have two separate issues. The Democrats claiming that you're going to see nefarious things that go against the Emoluments Clause that shows that this president owes foreign interest money. You're just not, even if that were true, I do not believe it's true. Mm-hmm. But let's just say hypothetically it was. You wouldn't see that in his individual tax returns. At the same time, the president doesn't want to release them because of what's in them, and I suspect, I don't know, what's in them is that, once again, he may even report less than $100,000 in income for all we know.
Right.
And it is what it is.
Right.
At the end of the day, he's not going to release them. They're not going to get released unless they're leaked, and that's where we are.
Well, they're doing everything they can, especially after the report, the Mueller report was released, their objection to Bill Barr's executive summary on it, even though Bill Barr has been very transparent, has allowed them to go and see it. Not one Democrat so far has gone to the SCIF room, to read the full unredacted Mueller report, but yet they're complaining. You know, Sam, this is all leading, down the yellow brick road for them to impeachment, is it not?
That's what I think. I think the only one holding them back from impeachment is Nancy Pelosi. I don't even think it's Jenny Hoyer or James Clyburn.
Mm-hmm.
And she believes that if they go through impeachment, he's not going to be removed or indicted in the Senate. So what is the point? And they could lose national support. I happen to think it's a wash one way or the other, frankly, mm-hmm. politically. In other words,
right.
I don't think Donald Trump will lose the election or be hurt come November of 2020 if he's impeached, and I don't think the Democrats will lose the election because they impeached him. But it's neither here nor there, because what we have now is you have the Democrats trying to have their cake and eat it too. What I mean, Doctor, is that they are demanding certain things that they are not eligible to get because they have not opened a formal impeachment investigation. Mm-hmm. If they open a formal impeachment investigation, they are entitled to, I would assume, 98% of the report, meaning the grand jury materials, but what I don't think is obviously intelligence. With that said, Bill Barr has already released 90%+ of it, I believe is accurate, 90%+ of the report, and you know what's in there, and anything that, is, and he even color-coded it, and by color-coding it, he made it easier to understand what is missing, and I can understand, and I can tell your audience, a lot of what's missing in terms of obstruction of justice or in terms of Donald Trump having communications about the status, not illegally, just trying to follow up on what's going on with WikiLeaks, not directly with WikiLeaks or anybody that is in direct communicado with them, is conversations with Roger Stone. I think that that's the majority of the ongoing matter that has been redacted. And it's pretty ridiculous because at the end of the day, I don't believe Roger had direct communications with WikiLeaks or had any foreknowledge of anything that was going to be released. So,
right. And Roger,
Yeah,
and you would know. I mean, Roger Stone's been your mentor. You guys are very close, and you've had a long-standing relationship with him. So who better than Roger Stone himself than to give us some insight on what Roger's been dealing with?
Yeah, I think that Roger, it's an unfortunate situation. We don't have enough time to talk about it. But the campaign didn't work out for Roger, partly because it didn't work out for me. And he has a longer relationship with, obviously, Donald Trump, 20-plus years, wanted to stay in communication with him, and he would talk to him about WikiLeaks. But so what? He was not talking to Julian Assange. As he has said, he was playing, I think he called it, or I forget what the term he used, the public. And at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter because there was no conspiracy.
Right.
And it's not even, and not even a conspiracy. Some of the things that these people put in there, when you read the report, you really see that they were trying to get Trump as much as they could, anything they could on some kind of conspiracy in Russia. All they had was, well, the campaign was prepared to weaponize and utilize these emails that were going to be released. And in my opinion, would be, so what?
Yeah.
The campaign, the Hillary Clinton campaign, I believe, knew in advance about the tape, the Access Hollywood tape, and they were ready to weaponize it.
Yeah,
and,
without a doubt.
You know, that
Sam,
was illegally leaked.
We got to go to break. We've got more from Sandberg after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Sam Nunberg continues with us, former campaign advisor to Donald J. Trump. Sam, this whole situation, this delusion, this hoax that has been perpetrated on the people at the expense of probably all told, when you count what Congress has put into this, the Mueller team, their legal fees and everything, probably close to $70 million of the people's money. And Bob Mueller did no favors to this country or to Bill Barr by turning over the report in a manner which he did. He made it clear, number one, no collusion. But on the conspiracy levels, I mean, as a prosecutor, and you're an attorney, you know this, he left a lot of hanging chads on this thing just to give something for the Democrats to chew on. I guess maybe that was so that he could still go to the cocktail parties, I guess. I don't know.
You read the obstruction section, it's almost as if Andrew Weissman and the rest of his elk there, and you know that it wasn't Mueller because he wasn't actually really doing any substantive work, from my understanding. They wanted to do their own Bob Woodward. And whatever they list in there, here's the thing. Here's the issue to me, Bill, is if Mueller wants to say, Mueller should be clear about why he did that.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously did it to give it to Congress to impeach Donald Trump. He doesn't like Donald Trump personally, and he wanted this, and he thinks that he should, in the very least, be impeached, if not removed from office. But say that. Explain why you're doing that.
Right.
Don't hide and give some meandering 7-page introduction or 11-page introduction trying to basically cover your derriere as well, Mueller, mm-hmm. and say, well, I'm not directly doing this to get him impeached, but I may be doing this. I just think that, it's really unclear.
Right.
For somebody that's so allegedly honorable and courageous, this is really the despicable thing to do, because had he just said, look, which is obviously what he thinks. I mean, I think that Mueller would probably think this, but had he just said, look, fuck for the OLC opinion, the opinion in Justin Furman, I would indict Donald Trump for obstruction of justice, but here's the information. I can't indict him, and he's a sitting president. And I really just think at the end of the day, this is for Congress. He didn't say that.
Right.
So it's really duplicitous. And then apparently even worse was Bill Barr, Attorney General Barr, has testified that when he said to Bob Mueller, he said to him once he got the report, or he said to him a couple times, he said, are you telling me that you don't believe Donald Trump obstructed justice? Or your opinion, you're not coming to a conclusion because of the OLC opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Barr says that Mueller said, no, that's not the reason I'm doing that. So what was the reason he did that? I still don't understand.
Right.
I mean, I do understand why he did it, but how does he rationalize it?
Exactly. Well, for $35 million, you'd think you would do your job. I mean, he just left all these, like I said, hanging chads, however you want to identify them. And, of course, Sam, you know what everyday Americans look at, and they go, wait a minute, James Comey, previously leading into the elections of 2016, came down with all this indictable information on Hillary Clinton and just came and said, hey, but we're not going to indict her, because in his estimation, no reasonable prosecutor would take up the case. Now, I've spoken with many prosecutors, Sam, that said that's not true, because I could take that up in a heartbeat. So
that's exactly right.
So they look at it in comparison of Hillary, how they treated Hillary and how they're treating, President Trump. And there's just a non sequitur here. It doesn't make sense.
At the end of the day, they have two separate sets of rules about the way they treat the people in the two-party duopoly and the way they treat people that are outside of that, which is Donald Trump. And I think that they wanted to stop this man from being elected.
Yes.
I happen to have a view that the way this was handled during the election with Bob Mueller, with Peter Strzok, with Lisa Page, with McCabe, that was an absolute witch hunt. There were ways that they could have handled this that they didn't, such as going to Donald Trump and giving it and explaining to him, we have information, we want to just talk to you about this, can you please fire Papadopoulos? But they didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came in and Comey tried to hold this investigation over Trump's head, and Trump wasn't going to have it, and he fired it. Now, I understand why the special counsel was appointed, because Trump had to, I don't know why, he owes the Russians a little bit afterwards. But with that said, it's neither here nor there, because there was no conspiracy with the Russians.
Right.
And sometimes the simplest explanation terms of the actual explanations. And I just think that there were a lot of coincidences. The campaign, things Donald Trump's experiences that the FBI couldn't understand, and they took the worst-case scenario as opposed to what they've done with the Clintons, the Bushes, others. They've never acted like this in the past. Now, I would say the Mueller report, you're going to have a problem because the most ominous part of this report are the last three pages, which 14 ongoing investigations or referrals out from the Mueller, and 12 of those are redacted. I just have a bad feeling about this. And, you know, Attorney General Barr can tell you in his past experience, you know, October 30th, 1992, the special counsel for Iran-Contra conveniently decided to indict people from the Bush, from the Reagan-Bush administration 4 or 6 days before the election between Bush and Bill Clinton. And I have a feeling that when you know, we could talk about the FBI that despised Donald Trump, but the Southern District, I'm speaking to you from New York City.
Exactly.
A lot of those people are pre-Pahara people. So Donald Trump fired pre-Pahara, thinks Trump should be removed from office as well. And they're, I think that they can throw a bomb at him sometime late next year.
Well, that's interesting, and all that seems to make sense, because as you say, at the end of the day, Sam, this is all, you know, fairly reasonable. I mean, reason would tell you, first of all, you know, as far as any Trump-Russian collusion, it doesn't make sense. I mean, Vladimir Putin and the Russians were having their way three ways to Sunday with the Obama administration, including Hillary Clinton and her, you know, misspelling of a reset button that she brought to Moscow. So everything would tell you that if Vladimir Putin wanted to really make an impact, he would have been cheering on Hillary Clinton and doing everything to get Hillary Clinton elected, not Donald Trump. And any kind of suggestion that Vladimir Putin, you know, allowed, you know, had any effect on this campaign to the degree that he was able to get Donald Trump elected is, you know, that's preposterous. I mean, $150,000, you know as well as I do, $150,000 of social media budget is not going to move any needle on any campaign.
Right, and I mean, let's remember, they're the main crust of the meat, the real meat on the bone of the investigation of Mueller's indictment, were the conspiracy to defraud America indictments that had to do with this election, and all they had were private Russians and then Russian military. And the Russian military, what they have is that they hack email. The idea that Donald Trump, but even so, as you say, Donald Trump did not win the election because of hacked emails, or because of any, stupid, you know, misspelled, broken English, Russian Facebook ads,
right,
and tweet space. It's just ridiculous.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, you bring up a good point here, Sam, and we're going to keep an eye on it, and that is those pending redacted obstruction or not, obstruction issues that are hanging out there. And, you know, the one thing that Lisa Page and Stroke made real clear is that the FBI and the deep state, they have insurance plans. And it wasn't just one insurance. They've got a lot of, you know, a lot of ducks in a row here that if this doesn't work, then they're going to try this and try. I mean, look what happened even with the midterms. Bob Mueller knew that there was no there, but he wasn't about to announce it heading into the 2018 midterm elections. So he gave Democrats an upper hand and allowed the shadow of this whole investigation to influence, I believe, the 2018 elections. I mean, if this is all about protecting the integrity of the election process, these guys have continued to hold us in abeyance and to manipulate the voting, you know, electorate. And this is wrong on so many levels. You say?
I think that a lot of these people think, well, that's fine because James Comey screwed up so badly and he helped deliver the election to Donald Trump. But that's not a reason to do that.
Yeah. Whatever you want to call it, it still comes out to spying. Former campaign advisor for Donald Trump, Sam Nunberg, has been our guest. Sam, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. You take care.
This report is brought to you by FedEx Office. 82% of small business owners and 61% of consumers choose to have items professionally printed more often than they did in 2018. This, according to the latest print survey from FedEx Office, nationwide provider of printing, packing, and shipping services. Among the key findings, 92% of small business owners say professional printing helps them compete and attract new business. Amy DiCicco, SVP at FedEx Office.
Even with the digital revolution, professionally printed materials remain highly valued by small businesses and consumers. Nearly half of them noted that digital and mobile access is an important factor when professionally printing items.
Professional printing is vital to job searches and hiring trends. The survey found that business cards and resumes are important resources to connect with people. For more, visit fedex.com/office.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Alabama now has a new law that makes nearly all abortions illegal. Republican Governor Kay Ivey signing it into law late yesterday. And now a bill is progressing in Missouri that would ban abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. Passing this morning in the Republican-led Senate, it still needs a vote in the House before it can be sent to that Republican Governor Mike Parson's desk.
Right now, the federal government is not on the side of working people. And that's because Donald Trump is playing a big con on America.
That's Democratic Mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, the latest to join the already crowded field in the race for the White House, saying this morning that he's proven that he can improve the lives of working Americans.
We're doing things like guaranteed health care for all New Yorkers, paid sick leave, pre-K for all.
He spoke on ABC's Good Morning America, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me.
Say one of the original iconic stars, and her passing at 97, and it's being reported by the Daily News there will be no gravestone, funeral, or memorial service for Doris Day, which is typical of kind of a shy life that she led. I know there were many attempts to interview her over the years, and she stayed away from the limelight. Married four times and became a Christian scientist after her last marriage. And really had a spiritual side of her that a lot of people are not aware of. I mean, she really believed that her voice was God-given and wanted to honor God with that. But interesting that she was at a point, according to people that knew her, that her manager, especially Bob Bishara, she was, she didn't want to talk about death. I mean, she didn't like it. I don't know who likes it, but I think one of the challenges that we have is reconciling our mortality. In fact, I thought that was interesting. It came up, I think, last night in Tucker Carlson show. You know, they had surprised him with a birthday cake. He's 50 years old today. Happy birthday, Tucker, by the way. And I think that issue of his mortality came up, and he didn't linger on it. But, you know, I think that people deal with their mortality at different benchmark, it could be birthdays, you know, events in their lives. Believe it or not, for me, it happened when I turned 21. I don't know why, but 21 was, you know, was something like, you know, I had to stop and say, you know what, I'm not going to live these years again. You know, I'm not going to be a baseball star. I'm not going to play sports the rest of my life. I got to grow up. And, you know, at the time I was in the Marine Corps. But even still, it was like going, okay, well, that chapter of my life is now closed. And had to reconcile that and also reconcile that, hey, look, at you know, I'm heading to the exit door. You know, God only knows, slowly but surely. And there were some instances in my life previously that were life-threatening and could have easily been at that exit door a lot sooner and not even lived to be 21. But by God's grace, I did. But I had to deal with that. And I think the reason I did, in part, was that there have been friends along the way that age of 30, 40, 50, again, benchmark, you know, and it has a tendency to, you know, be tied into birthday years. But anyway, for Doris Day, she had a tough... it seems like, according to her manager, that it was a bit, a bit of a challenge for her. You know, she was an Academy Award nominated star, Pillow Talk, as you may recall, for those of you that were alive then or interested in Hollywood history. And again, as her manager says, that there will not be a funeral, a service, and a memorial for her, and not even a. Not even a marker, a grave marker, again, consistent with her way of, dealing, I guess, with her own shyness, the way she was, and as a private person. I guess she took care of her animals, is what is being reported. So her animals are taken care of, and the rest of her estate donated to charity. And that is the story for Que Sera, Sera. Doris Day, rest in peace. Our next guest coming up is the managing editor for video at Kelley Blue Book, and we're going to be talking about the cars that made the 2019 list of the 10 coolest new cars under $20,000. Mike Omuzio is coming up right here on Bill Martinez Live. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And guess who's back with us? Micah Muzio, the managing editor of video for Kelley Blue Book. We're going to be talking about the 10 coolest new cars under $20,000 for 2019. And it's straight from the Kelley Blue Book. Micah, good to have you back with us. How are you?
You can't get rid of me. I just keep coming back with more cars.
Hey, and this time you're on the West Coast, out of Studio City, surrounded by the 10 coolest new cars under $20,000, huh?
Yeah. In fact, I'm just going to dive into it because we had a lot to talk about here. The Nissan Kicks is one of the vehicles that's new to our list. One thing we have noticed, a major trend, and maybe you've noticed this yourself, everybody's moving to SUVs. That is like the hot segment. And so the Nissan Kicks is cool because it takes a lot of what we love about an SUV, so that raised seating position, it's very easy to get in and out of, good cargo space and interior space for passengers. It takes those attributes and then it applies them to a subcompact form factor. So it's very easy to park, and it's very easy to drive. But, you've got like this sort of raised profile. And then the other thing I love is that they have done some good stuff with paint. And that's one of the areas where in previous generations, inexpensive cars, they rarely offer cool paint options. The one I'm standing next to has like a dark metallic paint below. But on the top and the roof, there's this contrasting roof motif with a vivid bronze.
Wow.
And it looks really cool. Right next to it, I've got a Corolla hatchback. And the thing I love about the Toyota Corolla hatchback, which is another car on our coolest cars of 2019, under $20,000, is that it's a Corolla, and I'm excited about it. The Corolla is not an inherently, or hasn't been an inherently, a thrilling vehicle. And this one looks awesome. It's got this, kind of techie nose. It's got this aggressive spoiler that's standard across the board. And the one I'm looking at is in this vivid blue flame paint. Mm-hmm. And it just makes such a strong visual statement when you see it on the road. So it's this little ball of style, and yet practical hatchback form factor, really high-quality interior. The material quality is shockingly good for a car this inexpensive, and it includes standard Toyota SafetySense 2.0, which bundles a bunch of features together, like automatic emergency braking and lane-keeping assist. So, you know, if you are an inattentive driver, I know you aren't, but anybody, somebody out there might be, and if the electric car drifts out of the lane, the Toyota Corolla can automatically steer itself back in, and that's standard across the board.
That's incredible. Not your mama's Toyota Corolla anymore, huh?
No, it is not. And I think my mom did own a Toyota Corolla at one point, but yeah, this, she would have been dazzled by this one. So, and then another one I'm going to mention too. One of the big tricks for car designers is to take an existing design and update it without angering people who like that existing design. So, the Kia Soul's been around for it's probably been about 12 years, and people really like it. It's a very popular car. So they just introduced a brand new one for 2020. I'm standing next to it in a really brilliant red. And Kia somehow managed to keep a shape that is familiar. It looks like a Kia Soul, and yet it's very different. Very aggressive nose. There's a muscular sculpted, side styling happening, and it's really, they've threaded the needle in keeping it familiar and then making it new. But much like the Nissan Kicks, it has that same SUV-like quality, a high seating position, very easy to get in and out of, excellent passenger space for such a small footprint. And I just love that kind of practicality. And then they also offered in a few different versions, too. So there's a more rugged version called the X line, and there's a sportier version called the GT line. So, whatever your taste, there's a Kia Soul to suit.
Well, Micah, it is possible to be cool and frugal with our new car choices. So what criteria did you guys use this year?
We have a list about coolest cars. There's naturally going to be a strong subjective component, but we want cars that are fun, stylish, and affordable. And then we also want cars that are going to be, fun to own. So one thing I like about the Corolla hatchback, 5-year, 60,000-mile powertrain warranty, that's very reassuring. I also like the fact that the technology that is infused into these vehicles, every one of the vehicles that I've been talking about has an infotainment setup standard. Like the Corolla, a standard 8-inch screen with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto smartphone integration. The Nissan Kicks has a standard 7-inch screen. There's a standard 7-inch screen in that Kia Soul. So even if you're buying the least expensive version, you're going to have like a nice screen that you get to use, and you're going to be able to connect your phone to it. And I think it's super cool. Basically, all the essentials you'd want in a modern car are just being baked in.
Well, Micah Muzio, we're out of time. We got to wrap it up. So, Micah, we thank you as always for coming on the show. You're always welcome. Great to have you here.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo & Company. No Barriers USA announced that Wells Fargo & Company has committed to a 3-year title sponsorship of the organization's annual event, the No Barriers Summit. This year's summit is in Squaw Creek, Lake Tahoe, California, June 13th to the 15th. The summit inspires attendees through motivational speakers, cutting-edge accessibility innovations, networking opportunities with like-minded individuals, and more than 30 adaptive activities to help attendees break through barriers. Dave Scherna is the executive director and co-founder of No Barriers.
Our collaboration with Wells Fargo has always been built on the pillars of trust and a bold vision for the future. With this new commitment, Wells Fargo will help No Barriers unleash the potential of thousands of people who are striving to break through the challenges they face to be their best.
Online registration is open through June 12th. For more, visit www.nobarriersusa.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Here we go. Avengers Endgame numero uno for the third week in a row. We've got the movie guy to tell us all about it. Stay with us.
Bill Martinez live.
Of course, it's my show, but right now it's all about Steve Evans, the movie guy, talking about what's happening live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. And, you know, Pokemon got close. They tried to go to number one, but not that far behind. But, you know, the thing that's so impressive still about Avengers, Steve-O, is that the average per theater, I mean, these theaters have got to be loving the kind of business that the Avengers has brought to them.
Oh, they love movies like this. I mean, yeah. The numbers are astounding. They have made, so far it's made about $743 million just in North America, about $2.5 billion worldwide. They think that this could be the first movie to make $1 billion domestically and $3 billion worldwide. I mean, it's just off the chart.
Like, well, you see, President Xi in China says, look, give me this franchise and I won't steal any more intellectual property. I'll just live off, right?
I don't know.
Nah, it probably wouldn't make a dent. But
it is crazy money. Avengers Endgame, like you say, number one last weekend. Pokemon Detective Pikachu coming close, $54.4 million.
Not bad.
Not bad. No, a pretty good movie there.
I mean, movie business is good. It's good and healthy. I mean, for a while there during the summer, Steve-O, it was getting rather anemic, and I'm going, okay, what's going on here? Not a lot of money being spent at the box office or, you know, buying popcorn.
Well, it really depends upon the titles, and for whatever reason, don't ask me to explain it, but these Marvel movies are just, you know, it's incredible. I mean, they are really making a few bucks for the movie makers and the movie theaters across the world. Pokemon number two, To Hustle number three. We had The Intruder, that was number four, and Long Shot rounding out the top five. Well, oh my gosh, John Wick is back.
Yes. With a vengeance.
Yes, Parabellum, this is called. This is the third installment of this adrenaline-fueled franchise. Super Assassin John Wick, played by Keanu Reeves, returns with a $14 million price tag on his head and an army of bounty-hunting killers on his trail. after killing a member of the shadowy International Assassins Guild, the High Table. I had no idea that there was an Assassins Guild. Is this like...
Hey, everything's gone union anymore. Even the Assassins Guild. I mean, hey, we got to have some dignity here. I mean, because what happens, you need health care. You know, because you never know when that stray bullet's going to take you out, and you know, you might have to go to the hospital.
Well, they may need a pension plan too. You know, I mean, you can be an assassin, but you have to join the union. You got to get a card. You can't do any non-union assassinations.
We got dignity here. We got standards here among the assassins.
But anyway, he kills a member of this International Assassin's Guild, and then he has to go on the down low. He is excommunicado, as they say, but the world's most ruthless hitmen and women await his every turn. Keanu Reeves, of course, is John Wick. We have Halle Berry in this, Ian McShane, Lawrence Fishburne. I don't understand this movie. 93% of the critics are recommending. Now, I watched the trailer, and I thought, the acting here is a bit wooden.
Well, it's Keanu. It's Keanu. There's just something about him. I don't know. Bless his heart. But, he keeps getting roles. I mean, and I don't know,
There's a market for it. Like I said, 93% recommending John Wick Chapter 3. All right, we all love a dog movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
We have A Dog's Journey. This is a sequel to a dog movie. A Dog's Purpose, of course, came out in 2017, and this is kind of a continuation of that movie. And in case you're not familiar with A Dog's Purpose or this sort of thing, this is kind of like canine reincarnation. You have a dog that dies, comes back, and several different dogs, all living the life of many dogs, but with the same spirit, most importantly, always being voiced by Josh Gad, which gives you some continuity here.
Mm-hmm.
So, This time around, Bailey, once again voiced by Josh Gad, is living the good life on the Michigan farm of his master, Ethan, played by Dennis Quaid and his wife. And he even has a new playmate, Ethan and Hannah's baby granddaughter, CJ. Hmm. The problem is that CJ's mom, Gloria, decides to take the granddaughter away. And as Bailey's soul prepares to leave this life for a new one, that's right, the dog's going to die here, he makes a promise to Ethan to find CJ and protect her at any cost. So, thus begins Bailey's adventure through multiple lives filled with love and friendship and devotion as he and CJ experience joy and heartbreak and music and laughter and a few really good belly rubs along the way. 63% recommending. I mean, it's a sweet movie, PG rated, so you can take everybody to this one. And it's a dog movie. We all love those.
You must love dogs. Yeah, you got to love dogs.
Yeah.
Of course, it's going to freak out those people that think that all dogs must go to heaven. I guess...
Well, the one critic is saying, you know, the bad thing about this is that you have to watch a dog die like five times in this
movie. Oh, yes.
Which is a little tough, really.
I can barely handle one. I mean, this is the tough thing about dogs. You know, they just don't last that long. Maybe 10, 12 years. Sometimes you might get a little bit lucky. Although we did talk to Robin. Remember Robin from Batman? He's out in the Inland Empire, and he raises dogs out there, and his dogs are living to be like 25, 27 years old.
What kind of dogs are they?
Just regular dog, but he just, you know, he feeds them right, he keeps them, you know, nutrition properly, organic food, all that good stuff, you know. And,
That's great if it can do it. I mean, one critic I was saying, he says it's like watching Marley and Me five times over
Yeah, I don't.
Get with that.
Yeah, it's tough on the heart. You need a wheelchair to wheel you out after the movie. You're so drained. Yeah.
Oh, looks like a good movie. It's called The Sun Is Also a Star. You have two very good looking people falling in love during a day in New York City. 53% are recommending this one. You have a college bound romantic, Daniel Bay, and Jamaican born pragmatist, Natasha Kingsley. They meet, they fall for each other over one magical day amidst the fervor and flurry of New York City. Sparks fly immediately between the two. They're strangers that they may have never met had fate not given them a little push. But will fate be enough to take these teens from star-crossed to lucky in love? That's what this is all about. The Sun Is Also a Star, 53% recommending. A lot of great shots of New York in this particular movie.
Oh, yeah.
The Sun Also a Star. All right. Another movie here called Trial by Fire. This is kind of tough. This is R-rated movie. This is an R-rated film. It's starring Laura Dern and Jack O'Connell. This is based on a very controversial story, Cameron Todd Willingham. Now, he was executed in Texas for killing his three children in a fire. after scientific evidence and expert testimony bolstered his claims of innocence, but they were all suppressed. Now, here's the deal. You have Laura Dern playing this lawyer, Elizabeth Gilbert, an improbable ally. She uncovers questionable methods and illogical conclusions in this case, and battles with the state to expose the suppressed evidence that could save him. Unfortunately, her efforts fail, and he was executed, but this does leave the lingering question, did Texas execute an innocent man?
Exactly.
Wow. Trial by Fire, rated R, out this weekend. A lot of buzz about this movie called The Souvenir. It's getting a lot of attention because it stars Tilda Swinton's daughter. It's her first film appearance, as far as I know. Her daughter's name is Honor Swinton Byrne, and she's getting great reviews for her performance in this film called Souvenir. 92% are recommending. And she plays a young film student in the early 80s who becomes romantically involved with a complicated and untrustworthy man. Like I said, getting great reviews. It's called The Souvenir. You may want to check out the trailer on that one. We have a Swedish film, which is subtitled. It's called Aniara. And Aniara is the name, of a spaceship, which is carrying one of many spaceships that is used for transporting Earth's fleeing population to their new home planet, Mars. Earth is done, I guess, and everybody is leaving and relocating in Mars. But just as this ship leaves the destroyed Earth.
And most of the people are from California that are on that ship?
As this ship leaves the Earth, which is being destroyed, she collides with a space junk that is thrown off her course. So the passengers slowly realize that they're on their way to deep space and will never be able to return. Now, the protagonist, MR, runs a room where a computer allows humans to experience near-spiritual memories of the Earth. And as the ship drifts further into the endless void, more and more passengers are in need of this particular service. So pressure builds on MR. She's the only one who could keep the growing insanity and lethal depression at bay. So you have a rather bleak movie here, not exactly the feel-good movie of the year. It's called Aniara, and it's a Swedish film about this ship on its way to nowhere and how it's like a big cruise ship, which is just
right
way to deep space.
What is it, an autopilot type of deal, I guess, right?
I guess in they're
driverless, driverless or a pilotless space mobile, you know, just sent out there and you miss your mark. And so what do you do? And of course, we know about space junk already. You know, we got plenty of it.
I guess what happens because of this accident, they lost the ability to control the ship. So it's just on its way out.
Wow.
Another movie here, which is getting great reviews, 86% recommending The Third Wife. This is a Vietnamese film, beautifully shot, subtitled, and this takes place in 19th century rural Vietnam, where you have a 14-year-old girl, May. She becomes the third wife of a wealthy landowner, and she soon learns that she can only gain status by asserting herself as a woman who can give birth to a male child. That's what this is all about, but it's beautifully done. 86% rated R. It's called The Third Wife. That's what's happening at the box office.
Boy, a lot of good stuff to choose from coming in attractions. And for those of you that were waiting for the lines to die down a little bit for Avengers, maybe this is your week as well. This is an exciting time. And, of course, we'll see what John Wick does. So what do you think number one next week?
I would imagine John Wick.
Really?
Okay. The top spot.
Yeah, even though the critics didn't give it the best rating, huh?
Well, they give it fairly good reviews for a John Wick movie.
Oh, okay.
Right,
All right, well, good. He's the movie guy, Steve Evans. I'm Bill Martinez Live. We'll see you at the Cineplex, Steve-O. Thank you, buddy.
You bet.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a